This weekend I was up in Wolfboro at a young adult retreat. For those who are 21 through 35, it was odd being the old man at something like that. But as I was there, the whole theme of the weekend, well, there are two themes. One was talking about love, and the second was talking about discernment, and they wanted to know about how to discern how to love properly in the different vocations, whether it was priesthood or religious life or single life or married life. And so we had different speakers come in and talk about all these things. But one of the things that we talked about was that in order for us to love, in order for us to find any vocation at all, it first starts with God's love for us. That we could not even love had it not been for God first loving us. And what does that love look like? Jesus shows us this today. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. Every love, for it to be an authentic love, has to have some level of intimacy. Now, the different types of love require different types of intimacy and different levels of it. But at root, what does intimacy mean? Well, the quick definition of intimacy is into me see. Right? That you allow yourself to put down your guard enough and you let someone else see within you. You become vulnerable to someone else. And we see this first with Almighty God, when He became vulnerable to you and to me. Jesus makes Himself vulnerable. He says He would suffer greatly. At whose hands? At our hands. And He would be rejected by the chief priests and the scribes. Now, we sometimes think about this and say, well, yeah, but they didn't really care about Him at all, so it couldn't have meant that much to Him. But He loved them so tenderly, so intimately. He made Himself vulnerable to them, and they rejected Him. Most of us have had some sort of experience of being rejected. And that hurts. That hurts. When I was in the seventh grade, I started at junior high, and there was this one kid, Chris, who was my friend. So I thought. And, you know, we were in the same math class and some of the other classes, and I thought he was pretty nice, and we seemed to be able to talk and hang out pretty well. And I kept saying, hey, we should get together after school. Go to your house, come to my house. And he kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. Finally, one day I said to him, and I don't suggest this to anyone, really. Finally, one day I said to him, if you don't want to be my friend, that's okay. Just tell me. Well, he told me. Oh, knife to the heart. I thought I could handle it, but I couldn't. And it wasn't until, I think, our junior year in high school that finally I was able to be okay with him. But this is what God does for us. He opens Himself to become vulnerable. And every time we choose to sin, we put a dagger into His heart. It so hurts Him. And you might say, why, God? Why do you let yourself do this? It doesn't make sense. Why do you let us hurt you so much? Well, lovers do that. Lovers do that. Why? Because He longs so much for our love, that even when we hurt him, in those times when we then turn back to him and whisper to him how much we love him, he says, it's worth it. It is so worth it. All the pain I endure for your little love. That's how much we mean to him. That's how much we mean to him. And he becomes so vulnerable to us. Not only did he become a baby, which is helpless, but even babies can move their arms and their legs and they can cry. He became even more helpless than that as he came upon this altar under the form of bread, so he can't even move or cry or talk, so that we become able to do whatever we want with him in his Eucharistic presence. And believe me, in the state of the world today, with people who don't really care about what they do when they come up to receive communion, about people who don't care about God and yet they come to communion, or they do so in a state of serious sin, you know, he endures a lot and it breaks his heart. But he says, it's worth it. For when you come to me with love, when you come to me with longing, when you come to me in your repentance and your sorrow for your sin, he says, it is worth it. Jesus shows us the extent of his love by dying on the cross, that he makes himself vulnerable to us. He gives us that intimacy. He says, see into my heart. The question now is, what do we do with that? Do we allow ourselves to become vulnerable to God? Do we allow our defenses to be put down, the walls to be broken down so that he can see into our hearts? Do we tell him constantly how much we love him? He longs to hear it. This day may we truly give our love to Almighty God, the God who made himself vulnerable, and may we truly become vulnerable to God.